Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code iHeart for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversation. My guest is Alquincia Sellawayne. She established the first ever black virtual mall and is taking e-commerce to the next level. Alquincia, the mall includes according to her, and we'll talk about that, it's a virtual mall. So while we're online, you can probably, she's going to give out the location on the web, the address. So you can probably listen to the interview and then do some shopping at the same time. A variety of kiosks, shops, and unique features such as a food court and movie theater is recognized as the first virtual commercial property development that is online globally. I remember when this first broke, I mean, she got interviewed in Forbes magazine, and it was a forerunner of just a forward-thinking idea and concept. Alquincia is creating a new genre in the emerging metaverse landscape to advance women and minority entrepreneurs. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Alquincia Sellawayne. How you doing, Alquincia?
I'm wonderful. I'm so happy and honored to be speaking with you, Mr. McDonald. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's give a little background on our relationship. I had a client, the Porsche TV show, and Porsche is based in Atlanta, Georgia, on Fox, and it also syndicates on Fox Soul nationally. And as a half hour show, really good. The host is a very well liked host and a very popular show. And you were the Shark Tank person sitting in there. They pitched to you,
Yes. And
you would tell them what was wrong with their product or how they can advance their product and giving them advice. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, definitely, and on pitching as well. Yes, definitely.
Okay, cool. Now, how did the people on the Porsche talk show find out about you?
Porsche saw me. I was featured at the Hallmark Mahogany Moment event, and I was on the panel as one of the speakers for the Small Business Strategies.
Right.
And in that moment, I did something very different where I gave all of the information on how to scale, how to create a digital product, and create a customer service team, and I gave that in 90 seconds. And she was very impressed by that information and how fast I was able to
I'm impressed with that. I'm impressed. Let's not just throw it all over the Porsche. I'm impressed. So slow everybody, tell everybody in 90 seconds, what did you do?
And I gave her, so would you like me to tell you exactly?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, well, fantastic. So here's, if you're looking to create a digital product, this is what I tell people. One, If you can tell me five things that you need to know, that I would need to know to start your business, if you can tell me five things I need to avoid to start your business, and if you can tell me five things that you wish you knew when you started your business, you have 15 chapters of an ebook. After that, you would simply add your intro and your conclusion. Now, from there, you would go over to PowerPoint, get some amazing images. If you don't have any of your own, get some stock images. Insert those images and then narrate that. So one, you have the ebook, and now that you've narrated, you have a video course. From there, you extract that audio, save that as an MP3, and you have an Audible book. And remember when I asked you, you know, what were the five things that you wish you knew? You take those and you create a resource guide. So you put all of the links to those websites and everything. Now, before you do that, I would also suggest you go and look for an affiliate link to see if they have that so you get you a couple of coins as well. But be of integrity. Get best in class, even if you can't get the affiliate link. And then you have the resource guide. Now, you would also want to show some before and afters of how to do it and how to not do it. That would be called a cheat sheet. And then you would take all of that, import that into Uplinkly on Shopify, and now you have a digital product. And if you want some mock-ups, you can go to myecovermaker.com.
Okay. That was 90 seconds.
And that's it.
90 seconds. Now,
thank you.
Now, here's the thing. So many people want to do what you're doing, and so many people have advice. I do this show, and I'm working off of experience. So when people call me, I really don't get stumped because I've been able to do a lot of things in my life and make a lot of mistakes in my life. I always tell people mistakes are valuable resources to give people advice on, because of the fact that by making a mistake, you can tell people what not to do. Now, here you are in your life, you sitting around being creative, a virtual mall. Now, how did that concept come about, and what year did it come about?
Well, I've been on Instagram since 2012 in terms of actually utilizing a platform to showcase Black-owned businesses. I've done that in several different capacities, whether it was just running free promotion, sometimes every Friday, running the 10 Black, you know, hair beauty salons or 10 Black beauty supply stores when we were running into racial tensions and things like that. I've always done that. But during COVID, I was already kind of in that digital space. I had my app development company, and I put on an online virtual event. But I noticed that 41% of Black-owned businesses closed in 2021. So I put a pause in what I was initially going to do, and I wanted to give a solution for helping those brick-and-mortar mom-and-pop shops that maybe didn't really know how to use social media. So instead of trying to force them to learn, I just leaned on what we knew about the malls, created the digital mall so that I could just kind of give them that traffic by housing everyone in one stop. And I wanted to do it in a very new way.
So one goes online. First of all, what is the URL address for your mall?
That is the Black Virtual Mall. So I also use the keywords in the title, the Black Virtual Mall. So for anyone else, if you're thinking about a new business name, that's kind of a hack and landed me on the first two pages of Google with no money at all, because as soon as they search for it, I'm actually the thing.
So anybody types in Black Virtual, you just pop up?
Yep. If you go to Google and type in the Black Virtual Mall, I definitely come up.
That's fantastic. But was this the part of the thought process when you named it, or you were just establishing a brand that you knew that was necessary based on the success that you had on Instagram? And right now you have over 209,000 followers on Instagram. So one has to say you are an influencer in the entrepreneurial space, as well as being a Black influencer, correct?
Yeah. So the thought behind it, of course, is intentional and unapologetic, but the thought in terms of the name was very strategic. It was a method that I had come across on my own and realized, like you said, those mistakes. The last time I realized it, starting businesses, sometimes, you know, people forget the name of the business, especially, listen, my name is Alquincia, okay? So I know what it's like to have a complicated name that people often forget. So if you name something, you know, really creative and complicated.
Now, who's going to forget Alquincia? Who's going to forget that, okay?
Right.
But I'm going to tell you something, Alquincia, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Now, when I was on the Porsche show with you, now you had another name, Did you say you can use that name mm-hmm. too? Now, what is the other name that okay. you were cool yeah. with her using?
Because I just had to go and be as complicated as my mother was in 1975. So my moniker is a conundrum. It's a play on my sorority letters, AKA, but it's just a conundrum, right?
All right,
and
right.
So I never thought about being a person. That was just my personal name. I never thought of it as a brand.
Right.
And lo and behold, now I'm stuck with it. So, you know, right. it's like, did this woman give us the most complicated Alquincia Aconundrum Selawane? Like, she just went and picked all three of the hardest things ever.
So
right?
that's that. So Aconundrum is your mm-hmm. middle name?
No, it's just the name that I chose for
okay,
Instagram.
Okay, I'm about to say, you need to go track your mama
down. I was about to drag all of them. Now, you know, she did name me after Al Green and Quincy Jones, and if anyone's listening, I'm trying to get a paternity test with, Quincy Steele. But go ahead. Yes,
that's
sorry,
fantastic, sir. You know, because I remember just meeting you, and the thing about it is that the number one thing, my big takeaway, you know, because I want to break down what exactly is the mall and how the experience is, because I went to the mall and virtually it is. You see people walking around. It's kind of almost like it's like, wow, this is really cool, because it really does create an experience. And then you just start clicking your way like you're in a mall, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so it's very intuitive. I wanted to, you know, lean into that metaverse feel where we feel like we're doing something more futuristic. But what I didn't want to do is have all of the burdensome issues or for people to adapt onto it. So you don't need Oculus headsets. You don't have to create a character or an avatar.
Right.
Everything is just right there, and you just click and just go through the actual visual experience of it. Yeah, so very intuitive in that regard. And so around, and although it has a futuristic feel, it's still in reality. So when you look inside of it, you know, it looks like a traditional mall with the movie theater and the food court and everything that you're used to. Yes, sir.
I laugh because it sounds really cool, you know, because we are a world of apps, you know. You're launching something where people are mobile friendly. And people are the yeah. society world is like, you know, one of the biggest sale days of the world now is, you know, Cyber Monday, and then Black Friday, and then Small Business Saturday. All these days, how do you as an entrepreneur or the Black Virtual Mall play into these important online dates? And how do you market yourself or tie yourself into it to be an asset to the Black businesses or the Black entrepreneurs who come onto your platform?
Well, what I do is, of course, as everyone else does traditionally, I utilize my email list. I utilize my page. Mm-hmm. So the Black Virtual Mall page has about nearly 14,000 followers. Thing is organic. I've never.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
All of my marketing.
You broke up a little bit. How many followers you said you had?
So the Black Virtual Mall has 13,800 followers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And all of that was absolutely organic. So, of course, I utilize my online traffic. I utilize my email. I utilize my app followers. So all of my marketing thus far has been organic. And to be quite honest with you, I wanted to make sure that when we launched this, that my system was stable,
right?
That it could handle large amounts of traffic before I put too many coins behind it and have it disrupt, and that be the worst, you know, day. I used to work for Edible Arrangements, and I know how it is to have your biggest marketing day be your most failed day
right.
when it comes to delivering.
Right.
And that's a really bad thing. So it's always been a little fear of mine. But now that we know, I've pressure tested the system under duress, under same day onboarding. Now I am ready to really push the marketing. And also there's a new need for it as well.
Right. Right. We're talking about Aconundrum or Alquincia. What should I say?
Aconundrum is fine.
Okay, Aconundrum. We're gonna ride with that, because mm-hmm. I just love you have all these great names. Okay. Now, to create a format like that, it was introduced and Forbes magazine jumped on it, wanted an interview. Why did they feel a need to interview you, and why did they feel your idea was so innovative?
Well, the person whom she's a senior contributor is Janice Gassum, and she specializes in conversation under diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, she had actually interviewed me in 2019,
mm-hmm.
and to be 100% transparent, it was when I actually did start to focus. I pivoted my page only to business and only to offering advice that I had been formally educated on and my experience for free. And she contacted me, and at the time I was broke, and I said, wait, Forbes, I think you got the wrong person. And she said, no. She said, I want to write about you because I've been following you for years, and you give away so much information for free. At that time, I had no courses, no product or anything. I just spent my time educating. And I remember I wrote down in that when she interviewed me, I wrote my Forbes interview, and I scratched that out, and I said my first. And I made a commitment that I was going to have something worthy of, you know, marketing-wise for her. And lo and behold, I did, so I was already on her radar.
Wow. We'll be right back with more Black Virtual Mall information from Alquintia, you know, Selawane. You know, it's going to be a lot of things happening here today. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. Cyber Monday is coming up here. More importantly, when I talked to her, I just felt inspired to be able to bring her on the show, because when you have a groundbreaking venture, which I feel this is, where, you know, an individual, it's so many small businesses are trying to have formats or footprints where they can go. Well, you now have a mall, a Black virtual mall, where you can put your product. When we come back, we're going to find out how you can get your product and how she screens these products to make sure that she's installing people in these formats. Stores, these kiosks, if you have some movies you want to run into movie theaters, how all this works. When we come back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the Black Virtual Mall. You can Google it.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations, Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
This week I sat down with award-winning actor, best-selling author, and entrepreneur, Hill Harper. He stopped by and talked about how his thyroid cancer diagnosis led to his role as a health and wellness ambassador, teaching everyday people how to live healthier lives.
We believe that a lot of the root cause of cancer has to do with what we put on our skin. Our skin is the largest organ in our body.
Mm-hmm.
It absorbs everything, mm-hmm. just as if you ate it. Your endocrine system, your liver, your kidneys have to deal with it. And they said the reason why it'll never be tested, because the same companies that make the lotions that contain the aluminum, the petroleum, the parabens, and the oils and all these things, the same companies who make that are also the same companies that are the drug companies.
Right.
So they're never going to do a long-term study of the effects of their product.
If you want to listen to this full interview with Hill Harper, it's available on MoneyMakingConversations.com.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com. You can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. More information is available at HBCUcollegeday.com.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Hi, welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Alquincia Selawane is known for providing free, useful business advice to her 209,000 Instagram followers aimed at advancing women and minority entrepreneurs. The Black Virtual Mall, which is why I brought on the show, broke new ground in online shopping and virtual experiences, reshaping conventional understanding of e-commerce and virtual real estate. The mall includes a variety of kiosks, shops, and unique features such as a food court and movie theater. When I say all that, that's a lot to take in visually. Let's talk about how does one, because I'm sure we have some, if any, let me invite anybody who wants to call. If you want to call and speak to Alquincia, 404-880-9255, 404-880-9255. Reason being, how does one get onto your platform, Alquincia?
Yes, sir. So they can simply go to jointheblackvirtualmall.com. Just jointheblackvirtualmall.com and submit an application. They must have a website and a website presence. From there, we do screen them for the industry they're in. And, of course, we go and we overlook their reviews. We go to their social media to see how their engagement is with their customers and so forth. And so we're very selective. One, we limit how many users we have in the mall to 500. And that's because we want to make sure that our sellers get high visibility. A lot of the larger platforms, that's the one thing that they do have going for them is they're large. But for the sellers, it means that you don't really get seen. We also limit the industry so that we don't have oversaturation. So if we do have, say, 15 CMOS companies, we'll limit it to that. And so it won't be overladen. And one of the things that really separates us is that we're brand centric, not product centric. So whereas a lot of people I ask, you know, where did you get that from? Oh, Amazon. They can't remember the individual seller. So on our platform, instead of you just seeing one item, you see all of the branding assets to that company on their storefront. And when you click it, it directs you to their website. So that transaction ends with that company. We don't involve ourselves in any of their financial transactions, so there's no commingling of funds. And they also benefit from that traffic, and the customer knows exactly who they are. And again, they can just go to jointheblackvirtualmall.com.
Okay, so how do you make money, Alquincia?
Well, we charge a flat fee for rent.
Okay.
So that's another thing that is very separate. So we don't charge a commission or a fee. So our rent is very, very, very doable. Our bookstore, music store, art store is $50 a month. The kiosk is $100. The stores are $150. And the premium stores are $200. There's no contract. It's month to month. You can cancel at any point in time. And regardless of how much money you make, if you make $10,000, we still charge a flat fee for the rent.
Wow. That sounds reasonable. Devin, how you doing, Devin? We have a caller who's interested in the Black Virtual Mall. Devin, how you doing? Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. First of all, I appreciate your show. We listen just about every week, and I just want to commend you on the work that you're doing, first of all. Second of all, I want to say peace and greetings to you, Coach AK.
Hey, Devin.
And how you doing? How you doing? I just wanted to give you your flowers because I'm hearing you on the radio coming throughout my entire household right now. We listen every week. So I wanted to give you your flowers, say thank you, and just shout you out on the radio because everybody that's listening, this woman truly cares about the people that she takes on as clients, truly cares about her people, her culture, and goes above and beyond to make sure that the people that she's working with gets the full value, doesn't feel like they get cheated or anything of that nature. And in this environment where people are trying to do business, people have less money to spend and are really trying to find ways to come up in the world, whatever the case may be, you can get sidetracked and you can get scammed quite a bit.
Right.
And she is definitely somebody that is all about making sure that you get the value out of working with her, to the point she will not hang up that phone until she makes sure that you got what you needed from her. So I just wanted to give her her flowers on the radio. And I wanted to ask a quick question, Coach AK, for the entrepreneurs out here. How can they thrive in this type of environment where money is less than when, you know, money was floating around during the pandemic? So people have less discretionary dollars to spend, but entrepreneurs are still starting businesses and looking to serve people. So how can entrepreneurs make sure that they thrive in a tough economy like this?
That's a great question. There's a few different tips, strategies. One, I would suggest that you focus in on what need-based services and products you have and less on the luxury items. Focus on what people absolutely need. Then you also want to re-message your product. So, for example, I know a young lady who sells a luxury bar of soap, or she did in 2021. But her soap also has six different uses. It can be a shampoo bar, washing powder for surfaces. It's good on babies. So I told her to re-message instead of just pitching it as a luxury bar. Let people know, hey, it's $6, but there's six items, six uses in this soap, so now they don't have to negotiate between that and five other products. And I would also say, start to make sure that you have a B2B product. B2C is, you know, it's great, of course, but the consumers, when times are tough, they're going to pull back on money. Whereas businesses, they're typically looking for a way to make more money. So if you can also incorporate a B2B service or product, that will help you as well. And definitely partnering with other people so that you can leverage their audiences and then expand your product line without having to do the R&D and the investment.
Wow. You know, when you look at what you're trying to do, are there certain, because I've mentioned, you know, Cyber Monday, I mentioned, you know, Black Friday, I mentioned Small Business Saturday. Are those the three most important dates for online shopping? Or are there some other dates out there that you would like to discuss and ways that you market your Black Virtual Mall to the general mobile public and also on social media? Tell us.
Yeah, so no, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are the key premier sales day. Last year generated a record-breaking $211 billion, and this year is on track to be much more than that. They're thinking even a 4.3 increase. And although it sounds counterintuitive to inflation, actually goes right hand-in-hand with inflation because people are now scaling back, and they need to save. And that need to save is what's going to drive sales traffic on the highest discounted days, which is Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But it's very important to understand the shopping behavior. Black Friday are days that people typically are with their family from the holidays, so that's when they usually go in-store, which means those are the days that they typically buy things like clothing that they have to try on. Cyber Monday are where they'll buy things that they usually will reserve for online purchases. So also understanding that behavior. But yes, those are the two key holidays for the year.
Okay. I know we have a few minutes left in this interview. What type of, when you go to the food court, what type of food can one expect to see or buy in your food court? And what type of shops would one expect to see on your Black Virtual Mall?
Okay, so now it's virtual, but the food is real. So when you go to the food court, you actually click on, everyone asks that, is the food virtual? It's real. You will click on it, it'll activate the DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever app that you already have in use, and you'll just order it as you normally would. We're just the interface for it. Now, I cannot leave here without giving you your flowers, you guys. Mr. McDonald called me at 5 in the morning when I submitted my application, and he lightly chewed me out about some things, and I made those changes immediately. And so one was the movie theater, which it would link you to the content. Well, we've changed that, completely refaced it, Mr. McDonald, and the links, the videos pop up right there in place.
Thank you.
And we also added the bookstore, and if you would give me the honor, I would like to name it after you, and this will be the first segment on the Black Virtual Mall that has someone's name.
Thank
I would
you.
Like to name it the Rashawn McDonald Bookstore.
I have no problem with that. Please make sure one of my clients, Stephen A. Smith's book, is in that bookstore. It's a book called Straight Shooter, a New York Times bestseller.
in any other book you have, absolutely. And one of the things I'm also very proud of is that we have a kidspreneur floor. Mm-hmm. So if there's anyone who's 18 and under with a business, you can get on the kidspreneur floor for free.
Wow.
Your rent is free.
Well, so I want to tell you
that
this,
we're going to highlight our kidspreneurs.
As time expires, please give me your website address, and I definitely want to bring you back, and let's discuss how everything happened on, you know, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and Small Business Saturday. But more importantly, congratulations and keep winning. But tell everybody how to reach out to your
Thank
mall.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And that's go to jointheblackvirtualmall.com, especially now the rental delinquencies are up 2 months in a row. 40% small businesses are not able to pay their rent. So you need another platform. So you can go to jointheblackvirtualmall.com and we're here to help. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for listening. Beverly, thank you for calling. Devin, thank you for calling. I appreciate everybody listening to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. More importantly, I appreciate you as a guest coming on my show. And definitely you will be a person that comes on a regular basis because we need new ways to sell our products to our community. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Yes, sir.
All righty. We'll see you next week.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.